here in hour number three. If you have any NFL playoff questions, handicapping, if you want to talk some college football, we can talk the season just completed. He can look into the future for you if you'd like. College basketball, betting those games. Any questions there, put those on Twitter, at Bill S. King. We'll pass them along to Brad. Brad, Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast asks, and this is your backyard, how big is it that Harrison Bailey is joining UNLV, the quarterback formerly at Tennessee?
I mean, it's a pretty big deal because I expect him to be the starter considering what UNLV has on the roster. And, you know, from watching the spring game last year, I thought Harrison Bailey at that point, you know, I get it, you know, Hendon Hooker was just arriving there at Tennessee at the time. But I thought as far as arm talent, throwing the ball down the field, it was better than anything that Tennessee had last year. So huge upgrade for UNLV. But I will say, with that being said, I'm not a big fan of Marcus Arroyo, the head coach here, as far as a quarterback developer. I mean, I think he hinders quarterback play, considering that, I mean, had Justin Herbert a quarterback at Oregon, and I just never saw the kid get better after his freshman year. I'm not impressed. I'll just put it that way from an offensive aspect. So, I mean, the upgrade for UNLV, but I still worry about his overall development.
Brad Powers with us. I am going to go basketball because of this. And any game you got, folks, that's fine. But this game coming up Saturday, Kentucky playing some really good ball now at Auburn. And what Bruce Pearl has done at Auburn is incredible. And is Auburn ranked number one right now? Brad, I don't even look at the rankings. Is that right?
Not in my power rankings.
Okay.
I don't really always look at AP polls because it just doesn't matter.
I do, too. I agree. I agree with you. But that game at Auburn, I believe it's a noon game, right? Give everybody your thoughts on that. And what is the number? I haven't even looked.
I haven't seen a number yet, so that's what always makes
that's right.
You know, college basketball tough, because the numbers won't pop up until this afternoon.
Right.
Auburn's number two, Gonzaga's one, as far as an AP poll is concerned. But power ratings, I mean, both are in the top, you know, six, seven teams in the country. You're right, both teams are red hot. I mean, obviously Auburn's as hot as any team in the country. They've won 14 consecutive games. Kentucky, yeah, certainly after the LSU loss, has won, you know, returned and won four straight, you know, highlighted by that game against Tennessee last weekend. That was stunning, to say the least. Auburn's going to be a short favorite. I'm expecting it probably around 2 or 3 points as far as Auburn being favored, and total's probably going to be sitting right around 150. And I'm going to lean towards Auburn in that one, but again, no number yet. I mean, numbers do matter. I mean, if it comes out 5, I'm going to take Kentucky. Comes out 1, I'm going to take Auburn.
You think Auburn probably, though, Brad, will be a slight favorite, right?
Yeah, 2 to 3 points is my expectation.
Well, that's a big game. And Bruce Pearl, I mean, you think about some of the things that have gone down in football and basketball. Bruce Pearl gets run out of Tennessee, and he got caught lying about it. But basically a Saturday dead period cookout with a point guard who ended up at Ohio State. That's what got him running Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, the NCAA. And then, I mean, you look at the North Carolina situation where he had institutional, I mean, just horrific. I mean, considering that the institution was behind some of the scandals, they get nothing pretty much. You go back to Jim Tressel, you know, basically, I know he lied about it, similar to the Bruce Pearl thing, but over some tattoos. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
it's unbelievable. But, I mean, Bruce Pearl, no question about it. I mean, back to his Wisconsin-Milwaukee days, has been one of the better coaches in college basketball here the last 20 years.
Brad Powers with us. Brad, I was talking about this early hour one. The NCAA had a meeting Thursday, and they basically have taken the Constitution and trashed it. The new rules, which will go into effect in August, don't really punish teams anymore that are innocent, meaning players and coaches who had nothing to do with whatever scandal went down, the cheating, the paying, the whatever. And, of course, now you can pay people, so that really doesn't even matter anymore. But they have changed it. It got overwhelmingly approved. And now the bad guys, and again, Brad, I don't even know what a bad guy is now, because pretty much anything is okay. But if somebody does happen to get in trouble, which, again, I can't imagine what that would entail, they will go after the bad guy, but they won't do anything with the team. So no postseason problems anymore for teams. And apparently, I don't even know if they're going to be taking scholarships. Here's my point. Tennessee, because of all the Jeremy Pruitt stuff, has been waiting. They still have not heard from the NCAA. And the thinking is they may get out of this with nothing.
I mean, I would assume so, considering what happened there. So I NCAA, I mean, I have no really idea as far as the NCAA. But they're always late to the party. I mean, there's nothing, you know, that's their main problem. I mean, they just, you know, they come down with decisions 3-4 years later after the fact. And now that we live in an instant gratification society, I mean, it's always, you know, the late to the party. I'm... You know, everything that's gone on with the NCAA and all the gripes that you can make and how it's just a ridiculous, I can't even envision why it's even an institution at this point. But I think that their major, what's going to come down out of this when they write a book on it, I mean, the fact that they weren't proactive in the NIL and transfer portal era, I mean, is going to be one of their major flaws, I think, when they write the book about it.
Josh, and we were talking about this also earlier, I think it's a real bad timing or moment for Notre Dame. And here's his question. Thoughts about, and Josh is a Buckeye, the Irish coming to the 614 to start this season. And Brad, let me just tell you what Shannon in South Bend asked me about this earlier. You got a whole lot of new coaches at Notre Dame, including the head coach. You got a quarterback who I think is going to be good, but he's incredibly green. Incredibly raw. You got a wide receiver core that I think is Michael Mayer tight end's really good, but a receiving core that's in disarray. You got a secondary that's going to have a lot of problems against Stroud and those young receivers. I just don't think the timing's good at all for Notre Dame and that opener. Brad, sorry for being long-winded, and you may agree or disagree, but what's your thinking there?
No, you can talk that as long as you want, Bill. I agree. I think that Notre Dame gets destroyed. I would argue that, I mean, at least when they're first to market, I'm anxious to see what the number is. Anything less than a couple of touchdowns, I'll probably have my biggest bet of the week at Ohio State. Just a bad matchup. You're right. Poor timing. I, the optics aren't going to look good at all for Marcus Freeman. I hope Notre Dame fans give him a chance. I think the roster has a ton of flaws. It was hidden by the fact that last year they won a lot of people forget, they were very fortunate to beat Toledo. Florida State, Virginia Tech, a ton of close wins at the start of that season. Marcus Freeman's going to be facing a lot tougher schedules than Brian Kelly. So, and it starts with the game in the Horseshoe. I mean, I would probably rank that game, as far as difficulty, tougher than any game that Brian Kelly ever faced in his tenure as far as the regular season goes. So, it's not going to be a good look for the Irish. Matchup-wise, timing, it's going to be pretty ugly in week one.
Tom in Myrtle Beach. Brad, he asked, what are the top five teams with the best odds to make the 22 National Championship 4-team playoff?
Right now, I mean, obviously Alabama's one, Georgia's two, Ohio State's three. You know, I haven't even gotten beyond that, to be perfectly frank with you, because, you know, I don't think it really matters. Clemson's and Texas A&M are next. Clemson's 12-1, Texas A&M's 20-1. But to me, I bet two futures. I bet Alabama and Ohio State. That's all I'm betting. I mean, I don't think I need anything more, at least at this point, until anything I learn different, and it's going to take a heck of a lot, like a quarterback injury or whatnot, for me to make another bet. I think Alabama or Ohio State wins it all. Georgia's got a really good roster, but I just don't think they're repeating. But that's pretty much my thought process coming into it.
Yeah, Alabama offensively should be in pretty good shape. They're bringing in Jahmyr Gibbs from Georgia Tech, who they're going to feed immediately. And they're getting Eli Ricks to come and occupy one of those corner spots. And Kevin was saying earlier he thinks they may go out and get a tight end because Billingsley, obviously, he was in the doghouse anyways. He had been. He's transferred to Texas. And they're thinned out a little bit at that position. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. And Brad, there are a lot of, boy, lot of transfer portal, either rumors or facts. Jackson Dart was on the Ole Miss campus over the weekend with Michael Trigg, the tight end. I think they're probably going to go somewhere together, but they were at Ole Miss. I think they're also looking at Oklahoma. Also, JT Daniels and the Burton kid from Georgia were at Ole Miss here, I think, yesterday. That one's getting interesting, and I don't know what all their choices are. I'm sure they've got a few choices. There was another rumor out there that Caleb Williams had it down to Southern Cal, and get this, LSU.
Yeah, I did see that.
So
I'd be stunned if he doesn't go to SC. I mean, literally.
I agree. I totally agree. But, boy, a lot of moving parts out there. And oh, now Ole Miss already got the TCU running back that was so highly thought of, a five-star from a couple of years ago. They get an immediate plug-in quarterback here. Who do you like better, Jackson Dart or JT Daniels, both originally at Southern Cal?
Jackson Dart for me. And I obviously haven't seen too much in Jackson Dart, but, you know, I just wasn't, you know, I remember, you know, going back to JT Daniels' freshman season. I know he wasn't, you know, greatly coached there with Clay Helton, but I just, Jackson Dart's a better athlete, man. I mean, in today's day and age, quarterback, I mean, if you're a better athlete, stronger arm, in my opinion, I'll take Dart over Daniels at this point.
More Brad as we continue. If you have questions, post those on Twitter at BillisKing. We're presented. Place where we're going to be in 2 weeks for commitments, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A few minutes ago, they had to stop the interstate to move all the damaged vehicles on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that did was aggravate all the heavy traffic flow trying to get out of Rutherford County through this section of Davidson County here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Now everybody's just rubbernecking as they drive by this crash. Still a little bit busy here on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Watch your speed, I-40 through Hickman County and Dixon County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. Your on-time traffic.
Finding the perfect health insurance plan can be confusing and challenging, but Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors here in Nashville can help. He is a contracted health insurance agent that wants to connect with you and help you evaluate your health care needs. He will take your individual needs and find the best health coverage options that fit your needs. Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors can help with individual and family plans, Medicare and group health insurance plans, and everything in between. Unlike typical insurance agents, Steck doesn't work for the insurance companies. He works for his clients. Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors is here to help you find a health insurance plan that's the right fit for you. Give him a call at 615-771-8277. That's 615-771-8277. You can also find him on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got the details from the Chili Bowl Nationals from this past weekend, testing from Daytona last week, as well as stuff going on at the LA Coliseum. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, sunny, high near 33. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 17. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 39. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 23. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Rob in the 210. Bill, ask Brad about the betting apps in Vegas. Which does he prefer? He throws out Circa, BetMGM, Caesars, William Hill, or others. Or does he just use all of them to find the best number? That's a good question.
All of them is my answer. But, I mean, for people that, I get it. Maybe people just don't have the money to or the time to put it in all those different accounts. I would say it really depends on what you're looking for. Does price matter? Does the amount you can bet matter? Because, I mean, to me, I mean, personally, I prefer Circa. Just for me, they work the best for me because they're the first to market as far as college football. And they allow me to bet more there than other places. So if I had to personally choose one, it would be Circa. But, I mean, if you were looking for options, they're not necessarily the best when it comes to options like player props or, other different exotic sports and whatnot. I mean, some of the other ones like a William Hill Caesars might be better in that regard. But the answer is all of them because price matters more than anything in this industry.
Brad, I think you've been preaching this for many years. Whether you're somewhat casual or a serious bettor, if you're going to really want to do your best, you need to shop. And I know that I don't shop. I mean, if I'm going to bet something, and I'm an amateur, so I'll just go right to FanDuel. And I've also got a bet online account, but I'll just go there. I won't shop it. I don't shop the best number, and I probably don't do very well when I do bet. So that's. I think most people do that, but you're better off if you take the time to shop.
No question. And, I mean, just to put it in perspective, I mean, just say that line comes into play, regardless if it's college basketball, college football, NFL, or whatever line. Say it comes into play just one out of 20 bets where had you shopped, you got the best of the number and it made a difference. It turned a push into a win or a loss into a push or whatnot. I mean, just say you're flipping coins. You're going to hit 50%, 10 heads, 10 tails. So 10 wins, 10 losses. But if you shopped and you got that one extra W, I mean, you're 11-9, do the percentages, 50% to 55%. That's basically the difference between being an amateur and flipping coins and being a professional in this industry, just that one out of 20.
Plain Kiffin on Twitter's got a basketball game for, is that tonight? He says Fairleigh Dickinson hosting St. Francis, New York. Are the Terriers a good money line bet going on the road versus a one win team?
I haven't bet this game right now. Dickinson's a 1-point favorite in this one. I haven't gotten to that one yet. I'll plead the fifth. I basically have gotten to the top of the board. That's an extra board game at this point. Dickinson's, only won one game and yet they're favored. To me, usually that screams the take the team that's 1-12 and they're favored. You know, neither team's very good, and I'm guessing that when it's all said and done, I'm not going to have a bet on this game tonight.
Brad, just to repeat something, and I want to make sure I've got this right. We were talking perhaps a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month, and we were talking about early, like December college basketball, maybe even some January college basketball, that the numbers aren't going to be as sharp as, let's say, college football or the NFL, for that matter. Is that still the case now that we're pushing on into to late January?
Nah, they're getting tight. I mean, I'll put in perspective. You know, I've won like four consecutive best bets this week heading into the night, and I think every single one of them has been by about a bucket or less. So I've been extremely fortunate, but that I know that's an extremely small sample, but that just goes to show you that the market is really tightening up here. With that being said, do I still think you can make some money? Certainly you can. I mean, especially if you're playing, you know, on injury news or you're playing on fundamental changes with teams. Hey, they played without a starter for 10 games that therefore, you know, that dropped their power rating a little too much when it shouldn't have been. So you can still make money, but overall, generally speaking, if all things are equal and, you know, with COVID and whatnot, a lot of things haven't been created equal the last couple of years in college hoops. Yeah, the numbers are certainly a lot tighter than what they were in November and December. What'll help is public's going to get involved here really soon, hot and heavy. And if you're fading, you know, a public team, especially in a big-time game, I think you can find some value there.
Jeff, too, says, Brad, next Saturday, Alabama plays Baylor in basketball. Given Alabama's wins against highly rated teams like Gonzaga, Houston, LSU, what would be your read on the game coming up Saturday? I guess a week from Saturday, right?
Yeah, I mean, Baylor's going to be a short favorite. I'm guessing like a 2-point favorite. It really depends on what's Baylor's current form heading into the game. They got a couple of games. You know, they got Oklahoma on Saturday and Kansas State on Tuesday. Because right now, I mean, Baylor, after starting 15-0, struggled, lost to Texas Tech and Oklahoma State, rebounded, got a nice win against West Virginia a few days ago. It's going to depend. So that's what makes it tough about college hoops. I think it will be a short number, especially considering, you know, Baylor's going to be in the top five in the country. And I if I had to guess, at least at this point, public will be on Baylor laying that short number. I think Alabama will probably be a little bit of the sharper side. Really bad beat for Alabama backers the other night. I mean, can't make free throws, and they didn't cover against a highly ranked LSU team. But it would be a really competitive game. But, again, with there being Beach team playing two games prior to that, a lot's to be determined at this point.
Well, since it's local, I'll just throw it out there. I know a lot of people want to know about this. The Titans and the Bengals. Do you give the Bengals a shot at an upset?
No, I like Tennessee in this one quite a bit. And I've had a good feel for Tennessee this season. I think they've been disrespected in the marketplace, generally speaking. I mean, when you talk about Tennessee winning 8 games this season over winning teams, that's more than any team in the regular season in NFL history. 8 games. So, you know, half their schedule, they actually beat a winning team. On top of it, the rest helps them. They're going to be healthier than what they've been all season. I mean, they've been the most banged-up team arguably in NFL history. They used a record 91 different players on their roster this season. You know, almost double what you're allowed. Cincinnati got banged up in last week's game against Las Vegas. I wasn't overly impressed in that game. Vrabel's really good with extra time to prep. Yeah, Tennessee for me, and also lean over.
Is there an underdog in the playoffs, NFL playoffs, that would be a good team to try and latch on to plus the points?
This weekend I'd take the Rams, although the money's starting to pour in on them. It's coming. I mean, shop, you can get 3 still at a few places, but it looks like it's going to go to 2.5 as far as the Rams at Tampa Bay. I get it, not, you know, fading Tom Brady is not always ideal, but, I mean, the Rams are 2-0 against Tampa Bay the last 2 years while Brady's been in Tampa. I think Tampa Bay's offensive line being banged up is a really, you know, bad look for them against that Rams defensive front led by Aaron Donald. So I do like the Rams to cover that point spread this weekend against Tampa.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. LSU, and they're bringing in a lot of players. They need to. The roster was beat down. Brian Kelly's been down there, you know, a while now to settle in. They just took an offensive lineman out of ETSU. They got the running back out of Penn State. That's not new news, but just what Brian Kelly seems to be assembling. They got the punter from Notre Dame. I didn't even know that kid was leaving, but they got the punter from Notre Dame. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I've been pleasantly surprised. I mean, he's really gone after it, especially in the transfer portal. I mean, if you're just ranking transfer portal classes, they'd be number one. I mean, if you combine the two as far as recruiting and transfer, I mean, they'd probably bring in a top 10 class, which is saying a lot. Had to, because, I mean, you watch the bowl game, they're down to 39 guys at that point. A lot of guys are returning for them that, you know, the expectation was they'd probably leave early for the NFL draft. So, I mean, if you're an LSU fan, you got to be super excited right now. I mean, their roster, at least from what he's been able to do here the last 6 weeks, is much better than what I thought he would have in year one, and probably not done yet. So, I would say certainly LSU's improved from a power ratings aspect. I mean, I'm guessing that they'll probably be my most improved team in the country this upcoming season. It doesn't mean that they're going to go from, six wins to 11 wins or whatnot, but from a power ratings aspect, they're going to go from where they finished the season right around 50th to easily in the top 25.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. So you would say that because Florida State's taken in a bunch, obviously LSU is bringing in a bunch, and I'm sure I'm leaving some out. Oklahoma's got a
Ole
few.
Ole Miss, yeah. Yep. SC will have a ton when it's all said and done. Oklahoma. Those are the schools there. There's about four or five of them. They're probably going to take like 10 or so.
That's amazing. But I tell you what, that's where we're at. And just for everybody, there's a new rule in place where you can go, instead of 25, you can go up to 32 if those are seven. So seven more, but they have to be transfer portal casualties that you have to fill in the blanks for. But they'll give you as many as seven. So you can bring in 32 kids in a class.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's a 30-year roster. I mean, more than a 30-year roster. So it's going to require more time. I mean, and obviously not only roster, turnover as far as a player perspective, but, I mean, coaching turnover as well is unbelievable. So it's getting to the point now where, I mean, there's never really an offseason. College football is a passion of mine where I'm always, reading stuff on it every single day, 365. But as far as prepping for a season, keep in mind, a lot of, books open up a lot of lines and stuff in May. I mean, it's not like I got till August to prep for this. If that's the case, then, I mean, I'm going to have to probably direct more attention towards college football moving forward and probably going to be, unfortunately, a little bit less on college hoops.
Ags and Strolls down on the beautiful coast of Texas. Bill, ask Brad what he expects out of Derrick Henry this weekend for the Titans.
Well, I mean, the market says he's going to come back. I mean, I think he's only worth about a half point. Keep in mind, I mean, the Titans are 6-2 with Henry in the lineup, 6-3 without him. So, I mean, the running game only fell off about 15 yards per game on a rushing yards per game average. So they really didn't miss him too much. But I would say it's more of the wide receivers being fully healthy, Julio Jones and whatnot. That'll make more of a difference as far as I'm concerned. But, player props, I'm not running in the window to bet Derrick Henry, over rushing yards. He might be a little bit rusty. He hasn't played since Halloween. But just to have an extra weapon or two for Tennessee, I mean, makes them more dangerous offensively. And that's another reason why I not only lean Tennessee, but the over in that game.
Derrick Henry, real healthy. Now, just because you're totally healthy and you haven't been hit in, several weeks, doesn't mean you're back to what you were. So that's going to be interesting. But, boy, if he's right and as fresh as he is, Brad, God help everybody.
God help Cincinnati. Now, with that being said, Tennessee will be an underdog next week, even though they're at home against Buffalo or Kansas City. And even though Tennessee already beat Buffalo and Kansas City this year. But they'll be, with all being said, they're still going to be, I would argue, probably at least a field goal underdog in either one of those games.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. College basketball. If you have any questions, if you want to go college football, the NFL playoffs, any way you want to go. So you're saying that as of right now, the basketball numbers are tight. They're much tighter.
Yeah, I mean, just on average, you know, yeah. If you're just going through the card, you're going to see, you know, I would say the variance is a lot less than what it was, obviously, in November, December. I mean, there was a good window there where, I mean, but it was still, you know, hit or miss. I mean, teams, you know, COVID pauses 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time that you would hope to find some value there. But I got to be perfectly frank. I mean, it was, again, like flipping points. You would think the team would be a little bit rusty not playing for a week. So that was kind of – that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for – you know, the fundamental changes in a team because the lines are so tight. Because, I mean, if everything's all created equal, everybody's healthy, there's enough, you know, analytics and formulas and power ratings out there that, you know, you're just not going to deviate too much as far as the market away from that. But the situational spots can be key. I'll give you one tonight. I mean, Michigan State's off, a big, you know, loss as a big favorite against Northwestern. I mean, I'm going to lean towards them. It's a big game tonight against the Badgers on the road. I'm going to lean Michigan State here plus the 3.5 just because I think there's maybe a little bit extra gear and maybe get a half point of value the fact that they, you know, lost their first game in 6 weeks in their previous game.
Coach's hot seat on Lake Tahoe checking in this morning. Hey, guys, this could be old. He's not old, but Joe Burrow's coming out party should be a hell of a game. You think Joe Burrow has some statistical eye-opening success in this game? He's been playing very well, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because Tennessee really limits you offensively as far as plays. They really control the clock, and they limit the teams to plays per game the fewest in the NFL. So he's going to have limited opportunities, but I certainly think Cincinnati's passing game is going to have success. It's another reason why I lean over.
A couple more questions for Brad. We'll bring it back and then let him tell you how you can get all of his content, all of his information, whether it's the NFL playoffs, regular season, college football, college basketball, all the things that he provides. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. People are still staring at this earlier wreck. That's why it's still extra slow out here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic still trying to get in from Rutherford County into Davidson here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Still on the scene of a wreck, 3300 block of Dickerson Pike. Warmer weather's waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Check it out at PensacolaBeach.com and plan out your next getaway. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Grizz Nation, let's get in dark mode. Catch your next gen Grizz Friday the 28th at 7 p.m. as they face the Utah Jazz. Come see a rematch of last year's playoffs as the guys gear up for All-Star Weekend. Get hyped, get ready to get down to FedEx Forum and secure your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit grizzlies.com and catch every game right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Brad Powers with us every Friday. Andy Cabin. Oh, by the way, Lake Norman Buckeye lives over there in North Carolina. Obviously, huge Buckeye fan. He's also a big NASCAR fan. He wanted me to ask you if you would please start handicapping NASCAR because he's got a lot of big bets coming up.
I can tell you that there's not a lot of certainties in life, but me handicapping NASCAR, me not doing it, is a certainty.
Do you know anybody that bets NASCAR?
I got a couple of degenerates here in town that do, but they're square, not sharp. I don't know anybody that does it professionally.
Right. Well, Lake Norman Buckeye, good luck to you. He knows that area really good, so he'll probably do well at it. But I knew the answer. I just threw it at you just for the heck of it. But
no worries. I mean, that's I would say this. I mean, and look, I'm probably not the guy to ask because I don't hang around in the circles that are big time NASCAR enthusiasts. I'm guessing NASCAR would have really benefited if there was legalized gambling probably in the 90s and early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
As far as popularity, but I just don't know anybody that really does it and has a lot of success in it.
Imagine legalized gambling when Dale Earnhardt raced.
In the summer. NASCAR at that time was a very popular sport. It would have gotten a lot more handle than what it does now.
All right, here's a question along those lines, and I don't know if you've even looked into this. What gets bet more, Major League Baseball, and I don't mean the postseason, but just regular season, spring, summer games, or hockey, NHL?
Baseball did certainly. Vegas is a little different because we got a local team here that everyone's enthusiastic about, but no question about it, baseball has a higher handle. Neither one as far as the regular season. I mean, in basketball, you almost throw in there as well. Regular seasons don't get, too much play. It's all of them are more postseason driven, but nothing compares to March Madness or NFL and college football. But I would say baseball would rank three on an average. You would have NFL one, as far as pro sports, I should say, because college football is way up there. So NFL would be one, NBA two, Major League Baseball three, as far as overall betting handle.
But March Madness, as much popularity as college basketball has lost through the years, March Madness, I think you've said, gets more bet on that than the Super Bowl, right? Or not?
Yeah, in Vegas. I mean, it's obviously you're dealing with, 60-some games compared
Correct.
To one.
Correct.
But, it dwarfs, 5, 6, 7x what the Super Bowl is. So, I mean, that's how big March Madness is. And that's when I say, hey, you can find some value. That's why, because all of a sudden it goes from a niche sport where mainly professionals are betting it, so all of a sudden the whole world's betting it. So that's why you can still find some value during March Madness.
Brad, we'll let you out the door, sir. Good work as always. Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, bradbauersports.com, dead top of the page. Early special as far as a renewal of the newsletter. You can get the rest of this season, all of the next season for $69. And if you are enthusiastic about college basketball, you want daily updates with picks all the way through the championship game, that's available as well. You're going to go to bradbauersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
All right, Brad, good stuff, man. See you next week.
Hey, take care, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. Got a message on the other side, a FanDuel message for you.